Kahawa Soweto is a slum on the northeast edge of Nairobi. Children chase each other down a narrow dirt road, passing women with water jugs. It's a densely packed area, and it's not just people that live here. Regina Wangari opens the door to a small shack that she recently converted into a coop for chickens.
We have 10 of them here, but outside we have almost 20 of them here in the ghetto.
She lets the chickens roam freely around the slum, nibbling on bits of garbage and grass. And she also raises other animals. In a tight alley behind her shack, she keeps a dozen goats. And in a shanty nearby, she has rabbit cages stacked from floor to ceiling.
We have 400 of them.
You have 400 rabbits in this one little shack?
Yeah, the place is packed.
Raising livestock in the city isn't entirely new in sub-Saharan Africa, but it's a growing trend.
It's on the increase, and in fact increasing faster than the rate of urbanization.
That's Diana Lee Smith, a food policy expert with the Mazingira Institute, an urban farmers' education and advocacy group based in Nairobi. She says that, for years, many African governments staunchly opposed allowing farm animals in cities. That's because the animals can transmit diseases, they produce waste, they cause traffic accidents. But Diana Lee Smith says in the past few years, there's been a shift in the attitudes of some governments, including Kenya's.
Local and central governments are beginning to adopt favorable and supportive policies.
That shift is partly due to the benefits of urban farming. Delia Grace is a food security expert with the International Livestock Research Institute.
Livestock products are pretty perishable and hard to move around. And in places, many developing countries, there's really little infrastructure. There's little refrigerators, there's few refrigerator trucks, anything like that. So it makes enormous sense to keep the livestock close.
Close to the cities, where the demand for animal products is high. Gray says the most important benefit of urban livestock in the developing world is childhood nutrition. Studies have shown that urban children whose families own animals are healthier than children whose families don't. That's because meat, eggs, and milk have protein and nutrients that are lacking in the diet that some Kenyan children subsist on, cornmeal and cabbage. Regina Wangari, the woman who raises chickens, rabbits, and goats, says her four children are healthy and strong.
They are strong because we have everything here. Milk, egg, meat, all those things we get free.
Raising animals has also allowed Wangari to make a good income. She earns nearly $1,000 a month by selling eggs and chickens. That's an incredible amount of money for a family in this area. They've invested some of that money in an egg incubator and are now selling more than 700 baby chicks per month, mainly to neighbors who want to breed chickens. Another urban farmer who has enjoyed great success is Francis Wajira. He teaches classes on raising livestock at his home in downtown Nairobi.
We always have about 5 to 10 people almost daily visiting me to come for the training.
Wajira charges about $6 per person per session. That's a hefty sum for many, but it's also proof that they value the instruction. Wajira's small yard in a dense Nairobi neighborhood is overflowing with fruit trees, vegetables, and animal pens.
Whatever small space you have, you can do something. You can keep a few rabbit, you can keep a few chicken, you can grow vegetables all over the world.
But there's an irony to the success of urban farmers here. Regina Wangari, the woman who sells chickens, says her family has saved up enough money to buy a home in a more expensive part of Nairobi. But she hasn't found a nice neighborhood that will let her keep animals. For The World, I'm Anders Kelto, Nairobi.